If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bro Shoney.
Chris from Brooklyn.
All three of us together. The three-year streak of live shows that's 3 years ahead from now is still going strong.
Well, I mean, we're a few weeks short of that, right?
We're about...
like, we don't have to do...
Hold on, 156.
We're 153 weeks, 152 weeks to go.
Ain't none to it.
I still don't think we're going to make it. It seems like a lofty goal.
It's so fucking negative.
If that doesn't happen, all the listeners get $10.
All right. The listeners, not the Patreon subscribers, not the listeners. Right?
I'm going to get to that Patreon account in a second.
There's more listeners than there are Patreon donors.
That's what I'm saying. Hungry.
This is High Society Radio. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Instagram is at High Society Radio on Instagram. It is, kids call it the gram. Twitter at HS Radio Show. Facebook, facebook.com/High Society Radio. And there's a subreddit that Chris just dominates. He's all over it. You know, there's Reddit and then there's subreddits. Our subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
Are you lurking in the subreddit?
I don't know what lurking means.
You do. You do. Anywhere You've I been go, an internet nerd since way back.
Anywhere I go on the internet, I participate in. Anywhere I go. I refuse to not participate on the internet.
That's a huge lie. How's that liquor brain Twitter going?
I don't know. I see this liquor brain Twitter. I think it's awesome. I think it's great stuff. Retweets a lot of High Society Radio.
Good stuff.
I guess that guy's a fan or girl. If someone's name is liquor brain, I feel it's a dude.
What's also a picture of a dude with a box on his head.
I like that.
Similar build to you.
Chugging liquor.
Good for him.
I guess this person is liquor brain.
Nothing wrong with that.
Enough of that. So I'm whoring out all of our social media. There's also another piece of social media, I guess, our Patreon account, that if you donate cash to the show, you get things. T-shirts are coming in soon. By next week's show, you think I will be able to say, hey, go here for T-shirts?
I hope so.
You hope so? I don't like the sound of that.
They're getting shipped from Philly. So, you know.
Let's just go pick them up in Philly.
It's very reputable, yeah.
Who the hell wants to go to Philadelphia? You really?
We're going
to
get some cheesecakes.
Cheesecakes. Philadelphia's known for its cheesecake, everyone.
Yep. Well, Junior's is closing. We gotta go.
I like putting lots of cheese whiz on top of my cheesecake. It's delicious. It's so good.
Listen, I'm a tourist. I put provolone. I don't care.
You're an asshole, son.
It's so good. Getting some nice, onions or whatever. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some green
Philly
peppers.
Stuff. Yeah. Philly things.
Double tap gun range. That's in Philly. It's a good gun range.
You know all about Philly, dude.
Yeah.
You know
the Mutter Museum? You ever been to the Mutter Museum?
The Mutter Museum?
It's a museum of physical oddities.
Yeah, it's
pretty cool.
It's a mutant's fucking museum.
They have the world's largest impacted colon. It looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Good God, man.
It's hot. Yeah. I'm loving it. Well, as we're getting a little bit off track, we're talking about the Patreon account. Now, you could donate to the Patreon account. It's patreon.com/highsocietyradio. And it's on our Twitter account, NHS Radio Show. You can get to it in a bunch of different places. But you could donate, and we have goals there. Where there's a pizza party coming. There's a dollar pizza party coming.
I have to put up a new goal.
What's the new goal?
I told a few people on Reddit that I would put up a goal that if we reached it, we would never go on Tiger Scout Radio again.
Put it up. Because I'll do Tiger Scout Radio Saturday. I'll do it tomorrow, people. I'll go out to Bushwick to that crazy ass tiny hole in the wall and chain smoke cigarettes and drink and
talk
crazy.
Do weird improv radio.
Hey. And it was improv radio. That was totally insane.
What, like 1920 type improv?
See, Chris and I, about a month ago now, did an appearance on Tiger Scout Radio, which is on newtownradio.com.
Nice.
Former intern of the Ron and Fez show, Kokomo Joe and his buddy Charlie host it.
Oh, shit.
They play music. They drink heavily and chain smoke at it from 11 to 1 on Saturdays.
That fucking sounds fantastic.
And then everyone goes to brunch. But so we have a new Patreon account donator, and that's Charles G. G is the new, he gets a shout out.
Charles G. Daddy. That's a terrible name.
That's an
Charles
awesome name.
Charles G.
I don't like to insult our patrons, but that dude sounds like a douchebag.
Charles
what
G.
What a piece of shit.
He sounds right to me.
You're a garbage head. But you get the ball and drop, our only piece of production.
Fucking muscle-bound steroid freak, but a good guy, sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a muscle-bound steroid freak kind of name, right?
You think so?
Yeah.
Charlie G.
What a dick.
Charles G. Yeah. You may be a dick, but you get this. Look, a Patreon person like GoPack Joe, he gets this too. But he doesn't get insulted, unlike Charles G.
Yeah, no, I won't insult Carmen Sandiego. I'm going with that.
You think, all right, I like that. He's Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
See,
our
friend at GoPack Joe, it's at GoPack Joe on Twitter, he travels the world a lot.
Yes, he does.
I don't know. What is he doing around the world?
He's a government contractor.
You think?
Yeah, or mule. Either or.
I don't know. He's a man of mystery. Mule. Or Carmen Sandiego.
He's like the Bourne Identity dude.
You think so? Think he has amnesia?
Yeah.
I hope that isn't true. That Bourne guy didn't really have
He's
going
to forget to send you cigarettes. It's going to be awful.
Fucking, that's going to be terrible for me. I can't afford cigarettes. I live in New York City.
Also, big ups to Needle Shield on Twitter because he upped his Patreon donation.
Oh, good man.
Needle Shield, you're a sassy boy. And you get this.
What the fuck?
You like that, Johnny?
That was nice.
Johnny, I got to talk to you right now.
Yes, sir.
Because for the last 2 weeks, you've been doing nothing but calling NFL preseason games. Now, why do you like preseason football so much?
The money. There's nobody that's going to fuck me over on that. It's a good little line. Lines are fair. And if you're in a fantasy like I'm starting to get into, perfect time of year.
That's it. That's but why?
So I just love the money.
It's because of the lines. It's because of the lines.
Lines. It's easy to pick. Not too many surprises. I can't say that for Saturday's game. Everything else went fucking smooth.
Now you made so first week of NFL preseason football. We called three games. You called four bets. We hit three out of the four bets.
Yep.
This past weekend, we picked three games.
Yep.
You get two out of three.
And
really, you should have gotten all three games.
I didn't find out until you told me.
You called the Denver game correctly?
Yes, it did.
You called, what was the first game?
That was, was it Seattle? And
it was the Seahawks game. Yeah. Seahawks rolled. It wasn't even a problem.
Nice.
And then on Saturday, we're all watching New York Giants versus the Colts. You had the Colts at -2.
Yep. It looked fucking good.
And at the half, it was 20-0.
Yep.
Into the third quarter, 27-0. And I'm like, I guess we're rolling tonight, baby.
Fucking texted me like, yo, holy shit.
We just got to worry.
Huh?
We just got to worry about Denver, and we're good. Except, somehow, the Giants come back and win 27-26.
It was fucking ridiculous. Was it Curtis Painter that fucked me over this time?
Yeah, Curtis Painter screwed you over.
Always the Curtis Painter.
Didn't you say that the Giants have never lost in preseason or something
not
last
this,
week?
This season, no, they have not lost in preseason.
Yeah,
yet they are a terrible team.
Yeah. Like, if you're a Giants fan, I don't think you're feeling confident because it ain't your fucking starters making that magic.
No.
It's the fucking bench.
Eli went wild, like, threw for like 6 yards or something.
You know what? If you balls, you take Curtis Painter in your fucking fantasy league.
Right, calm down. Don't need to curse. Let's calm down. Look, you're at 70% right now for the preseason.
It could have been a little higher.
That's pretty good.
That's ridiculously good.
See, you 70%? What, like 9, 10 more weeks of preseason? You got plenty of time to make. Right?
What are you, a girl, motherfucker?
How's it work?
No, preseason's what? One more week?
Yeah, it's like one more week. One or maybe two more weeks. That's it, top. Motherfucker said nine.
No need to call Chris. You know what?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Now, look, we're just talking football right here, okay? Now, Johnny, how confident are you? Because you've made people money.
Yeah.
You're making people money out there. Like, you're ridiculously good at calling NFL preseason games. You're at 70%.
That's pretty good.
People brag about being at 58. You're at 70% calling, picking games. Now, how confident do you feel about this weekend's games?
I don't know what games I'm going to get, but let's go with it. Fuck it.
Oh, God.
I'm in a fuck it kind of mood.
All right. See, I like calling a game on Friday nights.
Okay.
Because people are listening this from 7 to 8.
Yeah. So you're doing a lot of West Coast games then, I'm guessing.
We're doing a West Coast game. Now, this is going to be a tough one, dude. I'm not going to sugarcoat this.
Okay.
Because right now you're listening to this, it's about 7:20 on the East.
Yeah.
So you have time to go to your bookie or go to a website and put money on this game, depending on what Johnny says. The Chicago Bears at the Seattle Seahawks. The 10 p.m. The 10 p.m. Friday game.
Oh.
Seahawks favored at -7.
Oh, shit. Seattle's home, too.
The
right?
Over is 45. You don't have to call the over. I'm just throwing out information. 45.
Wow.
Well, you saw what happened in Seattle last week. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but still, it's not like I'm not fucking putting money up that Seattle's scoring that many points.
All right, well, you don't have to worry about the over. I'm just giving you all the information there. I'm giving you what the sports books think. So right now, it's the Chicago Bears who have the hot hand versus the Seattle Seahawks, defending Super Bowl champions in week 3 of the preseason.
Yeah.
Seahawks favored at -7.
Fuck.
So the Seahawks got to win by 7, or the Bears need to lose by less than 7, by 7 or less. Otherwise, it's a push. What do you think? What do you know is going to happen? Because I know you're nice like this.
Shit.
And really, you're at 70%? I want to test you this week. I want to make
really
sure this isn't, this isn't,
damn,
you know, craziness.
Mm. Go with the Bears.
Take the Bears and the points?
I don't know about taking the points.
So, look, it's the Bears +7. That's what you have to take. It's either Bears +7 or Seahawks -7. We're not going to shortchange people.
All right, just go with the +7 then. Bears +7.
I don't know about this one, guys.
The fuck?
Seahawks at home.
You could have picked a Saturday game. You gave me the hardest one.
Chris, I think we're going to look like assholes on Friday night.
Well, who's us? Johnny's going to look like an asshole.
Look, he's part of High Society Radio.
Wait, okay. Throw me under the bus.
Right. I'm just a sidekick. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, right, motherfucker.
All right.
But, Johnny, you playing fantasy this year?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait, because it's going to ruin your fucking Sundays.
Yeah, I know.
It is going to ruin your Sundays.
You're a dick. I know what you're doing.
All right, next. Yeah. Saturday game.
Nice.
7:30 game.
Uh-huh.
Washington Redskins at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens favored -3.
Ravens -3?
They got to win by 3.
They're at home.
Redskins at the Ravens. Now, we don't know what Rice is playing in these preseason games.
Yeah, he ain't looking good, though. I'll go with Baltimore just because Redskins played Monday night.
Wow. You're thinking.
I'm just going off of that.
You're using your Bronx Johnny.
RG3 did not look good.
Sports computing brain. And you're saying, take the Ravens at home against the Redskins Saturday night, 7:30 p.m.
That's what I'm saying.
-3.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. You're calling it, dude.
I sleep easier if Friday goes good. So, you know.
I feel you.
It's too much pressure if the fucking first game doesn't cover.
I feel you, buddy.
All right.
Third game. Last game we're calling.
Okay.
Sunday, August 24th, 2014. It's the Cincinnati Bengals at the Arizona Cardinals. 8 p.m. game. Cardinals favored -2.5. What do you do? Bengals at Cardinals.
Take the Cardinals. Cardinals have been good to me the last couple of years.
I mean, you called them the first week of preseason.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're sticking with your gut. You're sticking with the Cardinals -2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Recap. I guess take the Seahawks versus the Bears. Take the Seahawks at -7. No, excuse me. The Bears are +7.
Take Bears at +7.
That's what Johnny says. I'm not supporting that. Then, We're going over the Redskins at the Ravens. Ravens minus 3.
Yep.
Bank it up. Money time.
Mm-hmm.
Spend that cash. Start spending money now because so much money is going to be coming in on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday.
Blow that load.
As Johnny says, blow that load. The Bengals at the Cardinals. Cardinals minus 2.5. Take the Arizona Cardinals at 8 p.m. That's Bronx Johnny's picks. This is exciting.
It's mad pressure. It's fun for you. I'm glad.
I can't wait to make all this money. I like money.
Yeah, who does it?
You wouldn't know it the way I am terrible at earning it.
You earn it, but you blow it fast. That's the problem.
That's true. You know, we were talking about, Chris, you missed it last week. We were talking about Christy Mack, the porn star.
Yeah, you guys did quite the depressing show last week. You talked about some of the work.
What do you mean?
What did you talk about? Christy Mack and just what's going on in Ferguson, right?
Well, we brought Ferguson up. We didn't, cover that.
We didn't go in depth.
You guys went in depth on the Christy Mack thing. That's one of the most disturbing stories. Those pictures are fucked up.
They did catch the dude, though.
Yeah, I heard
that. I'm kind of disappointed.
You know who didn't catch him? The dog.
That's what we wanted to bring up. Christy Mack's boyfriend, War Machine, got bagged up.
Ex-boyfriend.
Or really ex-fiance, if you...
Yeah,
if
judging from what he said.
If you fucking read his Twitter account.
That man is a psycho.
I was saying, keep tweeting.
From the joint? Yeah, might as well.
How much time do you think he's going to do? I mean, that was like... You think he'll get attempted murder?
I mean, if he stabbed her, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be attempted murder.
He did stab. I thought he just cut her. You can get off on that, but...
I don't know, dude. He is an MMA fighter.
I don't think anybody's gonna mess with him.
Is he a purple belt? He's a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. I mean, doesn't that make you like a weapon?
Thing?
Like, he's a professional fighter.
Well, but like,
don't boxers get charged with felonies if they rock somebody in the face? Even
if the hands are supposedly registered or whatever, something like that.
So yeah, he's probably pretty screwed.
I think he turned himself in because he heard the dog was coming.
You think that's what it was?
Probably.
Doug the Bounty Hunter got popped, the Revlon guy, right? Or some...
What?
Who did he bag up? It was like some dude who was the head of, who was a rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing they got on the show, right?
Was that the Revlon guy?
Maybe. I don't really
Might
know.
Might have been.
Some dude that dealt with, I don't know, makeup.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I look like? Doug the Bounty Hunter's biographer?
Sounds like we're a fan club right now. I'm not down with a dog like that, but...
No, his TV show, Blue.
That was all right in the beginning. It's kind of funny. He looks like an 80s wrestler. He's chasing down meth heads.
You're chasing down meth heads.
It's like anything else, though. Once South Park fucking gets a hold of something and destroys it, you can deem no more joy from it.
Yeah, oh, no, not at all.
The racism stuff didn't help either, but, that's for another day, I guess.
Oh, what was his racist thing?
His daughter, I think, was going out with a black chick, and he was just advising against it. I think his son recorded him or something.
Jesus.
And he was saying stuff he probably shouldn't have said.
Well, dog's from a different generation. Does he get the pass?
He's from Hawaii. I didn't even know that would be a thing.
Yeah, I thought they just hated Samoans or whatever. Yeah. Native Hawaiians.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dog.
Andrew Luster was the dude he caught.
That's a big dude.
He looks like a true bro. He's no beta fag.
He worked for... his mother was the adopted daughter of Max Factor.
Okay, so Max Factor, that is a...
That's a real dude. I thought that was like just the name of a brand or something. That's an awesome name.
That was a TV show in the 80s.
Max Factor.
Get it?
Yes.
Get it? I made a joke.
That was very good.
No, it wasn't good at all. I'm just going to sip on the seltzer and feel better about myself.
You should.
Seltzer's for everyone. Who likes bubbles?
I do. It's good. Clears out the drip.
What's going on, Chris? Because we haven't seen you in 2 weeks, or I haven't even talked to you. I just came here, and you just showed up, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I was in my panic room. I was worried. It was the militarized police state.
Oh, God. Yeah. You on this again?
Yeah, I am. It's terrible. We live in a prison planet. We're fucked, Johnny.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
How is it a prison planet?
Did you see the tank that the police have in, like, Tennessee?
It's on the internet now. They fucking need it out there, man. What are you talking about? It's mad crime out there.
In Tennessee? In a town with 3,000 people?
They need it, son. You don't know what kind of crime is out there.
You like being a troll, Johnny?
How's that being a troll?
Let's give the cops drones with nukes on them.
Wow, that fucking serious?
Wait, I think nukes is a little excessive.
Did the tank even have full artillery, or was it just armored body?
It was an armored body tank.
So what's the fucking deal? You know, people
riot. Who are the cops going to fight?
If there's a riot, or there's like a cartel action, your cars ain't equipped to take bullets like that. They probably having cartel problems.
In Tennessee? I don't think so, dude. In a small town in Tennessee, they're not. The fact of the matter is, also, that's the job for the National Guard. That's not a job for local police departments. Local police departments are not supposed to be militarized. They're supposed to protect you and provide
way,
a civil service.
What better
the
way
National
to protect
Guard
you?
Is the people that are supposed to come in when there are riots going on. There's a reason why there's supposed to be a disconnect there.
You're just not giving them a shot. If they haven't used it yet, you got to see what they need it for.
Dude, we shouldn't be seeing photos. We shouldn't be seeing photos that look like occupying forces in America. We shouldn't be seeing pictures like that.
Why not? I want to give America a Syria makeover.
Syria makeover.
It's ridiculous. Johnny's just being a troll dick. Give me a break. Yeah, that's been going on for years now. It's crazy, you know. I mean,
it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah. And well, you know, if there's riots, I guess it all stems from what, 9/11, right? Because terrorists are going to come to every town in America, so we need money for
little by little,
for machine guns and tanks and
well, supposedly SWAT teams. SWAT raids are up like
oh yeah, I saw that
100% or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
Like,
I get. Wait, is it mainly for drug busts and violent offenders?
Of course
or?
It is. Most arrests are for that. It's for search warrants,
and most arrests have people get drugs planted on them, so it works perfectly.
Because there was a story about last week, like some dude in L.A., like a SWAT team showed up for an issuing of a ticket. It was like something ridiculous. I was like, what? Craziness.
Yeah, bro. Come on.
I don't know. You got ISIS running around, too. You want your guys prepared?
Yeah, because we're in Egypt, right? You're talking crazy.
They're saying
again.
They might attack America, son.
You're talking insane.
All right.
So that's what the army's for, not the police.
I don't know.
What don't you know about?
I'm just saying, it's nice to see a tank in the neighborhood every once in a while. It makes me feel safe.
You're screwing around. You're lying. You don't really mean that.
It was shooting like bottle rockets into the sky. That would be kind of cool.
I swear.
If DX, if DX was riding it trying to shut down Ted Turner, that would be pretty cool. Like, I don't want to see a tank in my neighborhood.
I remember
ever.
Those SWAT since I was a kid. Didn't they always used to have like that battering ram tank, like for large gates?
I remember one of the scariest things ever was when I saw a bunch of on 9/11, like a sneaker store got broken into in the Flatbush Junction.
Oh,
and
there was
got shut down pretty quick.
Good.
That was one of the scariest things I ever saw. It was like four military jeeps just running up Nostrand Avenue, and I was scared fucking shitless. I'm not gonna lie.
No crap. Wow, I never heard of that one.
Was this song playing?
Of course it was.
DMX got mentioned.
Oh my god. With the wrong crew, don't know what we going through. Mama have to show niggas how easily we blow niggas. Let me find out it's some niggas. You don't think they need a tank like in Ferguson though, with everything that's going on over there?
No.
Not at all? It's not armed, it's just armored. You understand? Like you can just roll through like during protests and like cut through.
Have any cops been shot at?
They shot somebody with a knife the other day and they said it was shooting.
They killed some dude with running around with a knife on Tuesday.
It's getting crazy out there.
It's been getting crazy. It's going on for like 2 weeks.
But I mean, history shows that when you put occupying forces into places, you rile up the inhabitants. That's where terrorism comes from.
To an extent, but like when you saw those trucks pull up, it scared the shit out of you. You wasn't used to seeing it, right? So maybe they're using it more as a scare tactic,
which leads to people feeling dehumanized, which leads to more crime in the long run. It's absolutely terrorists use it almost as much as religion. To recruit.
You sound like that dude from Gawker.
What guy from
Gawker? You want guys to get away with crime and stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Johnny's segue came. Johnny sent me this article, a Gawker article. Did you read it at all, Sam?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Explain everything to me, please.
That's what I'm doing.
And then I will give you my opinion on it.
Okay. Basically, a 13-year-old kid.
A criminal.
A 13-year-old kid stole some chick's cell phone. She chased him down. Held him, waited for the cops. And then a photographer of the Post happened to be there, and this woman did an interview for it. So basically, this guy on Gawker is basically calling her a racist for getting her phone back and saying that she should have just let the kid go.
Are you kidding me?
The headline is,
phone back.
All the things not to do when you capture your own child mugger.
What's his name again? I forgot the guy's name. Jason what?
Jordan Sargent.
Jordan. There you go.
The last line is, if you are non-violently mugged by a child, continue to let him run along with his friend. The world will be a better place.
He's not even being sarcastic. He trolling?
He's got to be trolling sarcasm bots.
No, not at all. He's not. He's in the comment section defending what he said. But at one point, he said he didn't even really mean it that way.
See, that's next level trolling. Where you start defending your troll points.
Well, you're living the bit and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't think so, man. I think he's a liberal
I read about this in the Post. I didn't see it on Gawker. I read about it in the Post. And the mother of the kid said, yeah, I would have beat his ass too if he tried to steal my phone.
Well, she didn't beat his ass. The mother said she didn't know why he did it. He did something bad, and she's glad he's being punished for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Because I like the mom.
That's just
accountability.
We were saying that before. That's just part of growing up. It's you get in trouble. I mean, I got in trouble for a lot of dumb shit as a kid.
Yeah, no,
you're constantly robbing old women of their giant 1980s cell phones.
I mean, I've done like
you've done stupidity.
You don't have to go into any specifics.
I was thinking about it today because they're calling the guy from Ferguson. What's his name? Mike Brown, right? They're saying he's a thug because he stole some Swisher Streets from a store. He's like 19.
Yeah.
I remember there was a guy who took my fake ID at a store, and then every time I passed that store for a month, I threw a city garbage can in there and called him a cocksucker.
What the fuck?
I'm not a terrible person. That guy just took my fake ID, and I was pissed. You don't know what happened.
Was the guy even American?
Who cares?
Well, that's
took my fake ID. He sold me beer every day for a year and a half, and then took my fake ID arbitrarily. Fuck that dude.
Maybe they had like a guy in the store that day or some shit. Who knows? You didn't have to fucking race beat the guy, though.
Chris is a white thug.
Apparently.
He's a white libertarian thug.
Jackbooted. Don't forget jackbooted.
I haven't heard that term in years. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Well, if there's three people that could solve the Ferguson problem, it's definitely not us.
Not at all.
We can't even solve this 13-year-old phone thief problem.
There was nothing wrong with it.
Not a problem. The kid's an asshole. He stole a phone. He got caught for it.
Yeah.
Done. End of story. This guy in Gawker is just starving. Is starving for material. So, like, I guess I'll do this today to rile up the people who might take me seriously.
And then he accuses the lady of fucking fat shaming the kid. All she said was he's a little hefty, and she called him. How's that fucking fat shaming? I don't get it.
Wait, what?
In the article there, like the part that he highlighted it in the article, she says he fat shames him. Because he's a little, she said he's a little hefty, whatever, and I caught up to him.
Oh, yeah, but so?
That's not fat shaming, though. She said, she didn't call him a fat fuck or anything like that. She said he was a little hefty. I don't see where that's fat shaming.
He was so pudgy and was slowing down, so that's why I caught up with him.
How's that fat shaming? He's just
apparently,
in bad
shape. When she caught this kid, he didn't have the phone anymore. He tossed to his boy, and his boy took off.
His boy was in better shape and ran. Yeah. You know, the kid ain't dumb. I'll give him that. Oh, yes, he is. He got caught by a lady in sandals.
I mean, that's a pretty ugly shirt, too. I wouldn't want to get arrested wearing that shirt.
He needs the money. You can tell he needs the money.
Yeah, definitely needs a phone.
You know he can't go back to school without getting cracked.
Maybe he thought that phone was a pair of clippers to get him a shape up. This kid needs a fucking haircut.
Maybe he's growing out a fro, dude. You still
need a shape up, dude.
Damn, you don't got to crap on his hair.
It's no excuse.
These white libertarian thugs.
Fucking entitled to
jackbooted, all right?
Jackbooted.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of any of this today. But I do know you're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Instagram is at High Society Radio. Did you see what we put up for Instagram this week, Johnny?
No.
We put up the super kick that put Martin Janney through the barber glass window.
What?
Yeah, barbershop glass window. That's it, right?
Yeah.
And Goodbye Horses was playing in the background.
Oh, I got to check that shit out.
You
got to
check it
fantastic.
Out. There's great stuff on the High Society Radio Instagram account, at High Society Radio. And, of course, the Patreon account. Big ups to you, Charles G., you're a high society baller.
Terrible name.
I don't know. You got to get you some street cred or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charles I don't know. G. Charles. Hey, I'm Charles G. I'm going to wear a suit and
sounds
be a
like
dick.
A narc to me, son.
Durr.
Yeah, maybe he's a narc. He's just trying to troll.
No, seriously, though. Charles G. Thanks for the money.
Good looks.
That's on our Patreon account. You can find the link there on at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Chris, do you like talking to the people on the subreddit for High Society Radio?
I enjoy it.
He's very engaging online.
He is very engaging.
He is very engaging online.
Well, I'm doing my job. You guys aren't going to do it.
I'll be like, what? I can't watch any word.
I can't see any more terrible like artsy photos on our Instagram. I'm glad you put up the barbershop video though.
Did you like that?
Yeah. But you do have your series of half-empty beers and another thing next to Johnny's.
That's not me doing that. Don't put
go
that
to Instagram.
In.
Johnny, I'll show it to you. Go to Instagram.com/High Society Radio. See what got put up. I think we should put up a promo, advertising that, hey, the show's coming on today on Fridays, you know?
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to believe what we put up today. I mean, we've already talked about it before the show, but it's crazy.
It's Friday. Why don't you put it like a pay stub or something?
I don't get pay stubs. No one gets pay stubs.
You're an American, son.
Put up the one all the way to the right. There you go.
This one?
Yeah, we saw that one.
Yeah, we saw this
one. No, I mean all the way to the left. Excuse me.
This guy?
Yeah.
I remember that happened on Saturday Superstars. Maybe awesome.
Maybe that'll be a new series on Instagram. Great wrestling moments with Goodbye Horses playing.
Nice. Underneath. We can do that.
I mean, you know, everybody likes wrestling, right?
Who doesn't?
Oh, SummerSlam was last week. I watched it on my phone for about 10 seconds, but some Russian guy was on. I got bored and turned it off.
Some Russian guy?
I don't know.
You mean Rusev?
And some, I don't know, blonde broad was going on about God knows what.
Yeah, she's got naked pics up online. She's
really?
Broad, yeah.
Put them up. What's this chick's name?
Put Lana Naked Pics.
Lana Naked Pics. Lana WWE Naked
Pics. She is actually Russian or Belarusian or something like that.
Same thing. Former Soviet bloc.
Bad looking broad.
All right.
She's not really naked.
No, it's just like wet t-shirts.
Her. This is her.
There was one where she was naked.
No, she was getting DP'd. That good find, Johnny.
Damn it.
That's her. Yeah, she's pretty naked there.
I thought she had like porn out or something.
Okay, I thought she'd have nice tits.
Mickey Jane had porn.
I don't know what that is.
It was an old crazy wrestling broad.
Good. I'm glad.
Did you like SummerSlam though?
I didn't see. I watched it for like a minute and turned it off. I was like, I'm tired. I'm turning.
You just put on the Knife Show instead.
And I watched Knife Show. Yeah, me and Chris were all messed up.
just watching Knife Show.
Watching the Knife Show. On whatever home shopping network, I guess. I think it's called Shop at Home.
The Cutlery Show? Or
the Cutlery Show. The Cutlery Corner. One day, we're going to buy one of those 100, 200 knife sets for like $150. And that's what every one of you are going to get for Christmas presents for the next 2 years. Here's a katana. Merry Christmas. Here's another sheep shitty pocket knife. You'll find something to do with it. Trust me.
I know I will.
Love the Knife Show. There should be a really great sex toy show on too, but that went off. I think it was like called like Sex at Home or something. It came on after the Knife Show. It was
on
like
QVC?
Not QVC. It's like on like it's on regular channels, kind of like late night.
Oh, all right, like an infomercial and shit, basically.
Yeah, but it is live. They're actually it's like QVC.
Oh wow, I never knew that.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, Johnny. I enjoy it.
It seems like there's a new sex toy, like, constantly, right?
But you got to up the ante. Everything has to advance technologically.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't see how these are all making money at this point. Like, how many different ways can you make a thing vibrate?
This is different shapes of the dildos and such.
Like, this is a new... This is a cock ring that just came out.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Now, I enjoy a vibrating cock ring, personally.
I don't need to hear about what sex toys are.
I'm just saying, it's just something I enjoy using on my girlfriend, right?
Sure.
But good God, man. What the...
You don't need extra technology in a cock ring. Like, right, this has a pedometer on it. It's basically like a Fitbit for your dick.
It tells you how fast you're
going? It's called
the
Sex Fit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool. It's ingenious.
There's like a pedometer app on my phone that I never turn on because... I try to walk.
Strap that shit to your dick, bro.
and like it constantly comes up, like, want to activate the pedometer,
Yeah.
And just the word pedometer, it sounds like it's a pedophile app.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
It's like a radar for telling you how close you are to pedophiles?
I read it in my head as the pedometer.
Yeah.
You know, like a pedophile.
Yeah.
It really weirds me out. I'm like, does this thing know that, that there are pedophiles out here? I gotta get rid of this phone.
Are you like a pedo or whatever? Fuck.
I don't like pedometers. They gotta change. How about just step measurer?
I mean, that sounds a little stupid. Dull.
Yeah, that was a bit tough.
I don't know. I'm not a man making these walking apps, dude.
I just don't want to have the word pedo
all over my phone.
So just delete it.
You know what? That's a good idea.
There you go.
So you're not going to buy a sex fit then?
No, I'm not going to buy a sex fit.
You don't want anything with pedo touching your cock?
Is there a fist fet?
Oh, God.
Well, actually, that is another sex toy that came out last week, too. There's a glove for chicks to finger themselves with. Yeah.
That wasn't even a segue. I just made that up.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
See, that's something you could have probably came up with and made some money.
Chris should have been on the sex toy.
It's called the glove.
Well, that's fucking...
What's it look
that's
like?
That's original. It looks like a fucking dildo.
Basically.
Looks like a lobster claw.
Well, you know, you can basically see where the palm is. You can attach a dildo to it.
Mmm.
Yeah. You see right there? It's kind of weird, though. It's like a fingerless glove that chicks are...
No, it does look like a lobster claw, though. Very good point on that. It's
I love lobster.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to eat that one, though.
Oh, I just go down on it all day long. Oh, this dildo tastes great.
Oh, my God.
I'll put some more lube on it. I like the taste of this lube. I'm a real psychotic creep.
They got flavored lubes for your fancy, if that's
your
thing.
Oh, great. So I'll pour a bunch of flavored lube on a dildo.
There you go. You really do eat like that. That's disgusting. We have to talk about that after this show.
It's so good. Thank God this was made. What was that, MDMA cuddle parties?
No, Vice threw something up about cuddle parties in general and saying that, like, while there are rules for alcohol, you can't be drunk, there are no rules against showing up blitzed on Molly.
Wait, what the fuck is a cuddle party, though?
It's where people have a non-sexual cuddle.
Yeah.
It's not about sex.
Okay.
People just all hang out, men and women, and they'll just cuddle each other for, I guess, I don't know, emotional health.
I mean, this started in Japan, right?
I remember hearing about it like 7 years ago, people throwing cuddle parties when they weren't having sex.
Wait. So...
From like some like intern that was talking about, like, yeah, there's cuddle parties all the time at college. No, I don't sleep with the women.
What?
It's like, don't you get rock hard, bro?
That's what I'm saying. What, are you taping your shit to your leg or something?
I don't know.
If you're blessed that way?
It seems like it would be more like a grind party, more of a cuddle party.
Yeah, fuck.
I think this has to deteriorate.
And if you're rolling on Molly, it's on, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. That don't make no sense at all.
It's on.
Well, maybe because of the intense feeling, you're like squirting in your pants and you got to excuse yourself from the party.
I feel like people have to be doing, like, taking Molly at these things. Why else would you go?
No, but like, I don't get the non-sexual aspect of it. Like, part of my ignorance on this, but you're touching a girl.
Not necessarily.
Hard. What?
See, here's an artist rendering. There's men and women just cuddling each other. Something tells me there's a lot of, a mishmash of cuddling.
There you go.
This is it's basically like a swinger party for people who are pussy.
Not even
if
that.
If you're cuddling with a chick, you're going to be sleeping with her. I mean, as an adult male,
it doesn't look like it. It just like people like to touch each other.
Of our generation then, Johnny, I don't know. These are the youngsters.
It doesn't make sense. Like, there's no forcible action going on after the party, not like that, huh?
Excuse me, miss, my penis is hard. What are we going to, you're grinding your ass against it. What's going to happen here?
Like, you telling me there's nobody dressed as a furry there, looking a little bit more action, maybe?
No, I'm not seeing anything that says that.
Who the fuck goes to these
Apparently
things?
There is a cuddle instructor that tells you the rules.
Now, that sounds like a pedometer right there.
Pedometer.
Pedometer. Are you fucking serious? That would they just stay there and watch? That sounds a lot more perverted than a fucking orgy. You know that, right? That does sound a lot perverted, though, don't it?
It does sound stranger than an orgy, because an orgy makes sense.
Yeah. You know, bodily fluids and smells, you know, not fucking with taking, but that sounds terrible. So you have somebody there coaching you how to cuddle.
Well, they're telling you the rules. Like, basically, they're like, all right, this is a cuddle party. Don't slip a finger in. I would imagine that's pretty much the main rule.
Yeah, the only rule should be no sex, right? If it's a.
So I
think people in the midst of a mass of cuddlers might be kind of creepy if two people just started making out passionately. That would bug me out.
You on MDMA, like, you don't really have that much control
It should turn into some group sex.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you do if you
it
get
should
an erection?
Start as some group sex.
Well, yeah.
It should start with everybody knowing that they're going to have an orgy.
Fuck,
this
dude,
should not be a thing that exists.
But like, I wouldn't be able to last in that party. They'd have to fucking physically restrain me and take me outside.
Are you saying you're a rapist, Johnny?
Yeah,
in
basically.
That situation, I would be. Yes.
All right. Do I have to go to returnofkings.com again? just to prove,
I'm just saying.
Just to tell you how wrong your views are.
I'm not saying. You know, it's just like you're hugging somebody, right? And you're high.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to, but you don't want to. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. I get no means no. That I understand. Does but it's it? Like, if I'm high and you touching me a certain kind of way.
Oh, hell yeah.
You don't want to fuck? Like, what am I
I'm going to pull that. And that'll be, and that'll be our promo forever.
I'm just saying, I'm not fucking crazy, though. That's weird, right?
Yes, Johnny. That's what we're saying. It's nuts that these protocols.
You're looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. That's we know
you're
in,
the you, way you're putting your thoughts makes you sound crazy. But.
Okay.
Look past the craziness, you're 100% right. It's bizarre that people are calling each other and not making sweet love.
But I'm saying, if you're doing that, you want to fuck, right?
I don't know.
I know I want to fuck.
Yeah, most people generally just want to fuck, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would you go to these things? It doesn't. It's. I guess I'm not for this generation and shit. Make no sense.
I think it's just people who are too soft.
No, Johnny, we are for this generation. We are hip, young, and cool. And if all of you guys. All right.
Project X2, bro.
New Patreon.
New Patreon account goal. $25 cuddle party.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not putting that on.
No, yeah, put it on. Put it on.
No. Do you really want to cuddle with our listeners?
You don't worry about
I don't
what
know what they look like, but I
Charles
can imagine.
Charles G., whoever you are.
Yeah, daddy.
You're going to get to come to the cuddle party because if we get up $25.
Yeah, he might freak me out.
We're over $25 now. You clearly just want to have a cuddle party.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, this is going to be the best cuddle party ever, guys.
Oh, yeah, get some music playing in the back.
Some Molly.
Dim the lights.
Oh,
put
just
on the
ridiculous.
Strobes.
We'll just be eating a lot of Molly.
Oh, man.
You know what sucks? We didn't make it to Burning Man with our poutine truck. Remember we said we were going to do that?
We killed that dream, though.
You know, we're getting close to the end of the show. Might as well talk about Burning Man. Or I guess we could talk about it next week.
Yeah.
But
it'll be going on next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, next week or the week after.
We'll be stuck here doing this fucking show.
Again.
Because we can't miss a show for 300 episodes.
Aren't you going to be out of town like next week and shit anyway?
2 weeks.
There you go.
Where you going, buddy?
I got to go to West Virginia for a fucking wedding.
Yeah. All right.
Open bar?
It better be. I'm fucking hitting somebody in the face.
That's
in West
man.
Virginia, an open bar is just like a bucket of grain alcohol.
Fuck.
Whatever. I can have fun with that. It's like every party you threw in college.
That's right,
oh,
baby.
Boy.
You know it. What up? But yeah, Burning Man's happening again and again. I'm not going. One day I'll get there. One day.
It's kind of like blasé now to go and shit. It's mad like
it has. I have noticed that like people are like are kind of crapping on Burning Man
yeah,
now.
You might fucking
like,
run into like Robert Redford or some shit out there.
That'd be cool.
Super
rich, just go there and just like fucking party, yeah. Make crazy.
They fucking sit on their ivory towers and watch the poor people fucking cuddle party, probably.
The plebs.
Oof, the plebs.
Stupid plebs. Awful. Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, the theme for Burning Man this year is like caravanning or something, like the caravan. It's some weird esoteric.
Oh, man, fucking poutine truck would have been perfect for that.
You're right, actually.
Yeah,
you know, it's not
nice.
Too late. I see if I can scrounge up some money. We drop everything in our lives. We rent, like, I don't know, a station wagon, because I don't think we can get a truck at this point. And we go out to Burning Man for that week.
Sounds
just
like
blow
idea.
Off everything. What do you guys think?
Sounds like a Julia Roberts
I'm down.
Movie, but yeah,
does that mean I don't have to go to this wedding? Yeah, I'm down.
I think it would mean you don't have to go to the wedding because we'll just drive out to whatever 180 miles above Reno in the middle of the desert.
I'm with it.
The pool, buy all our water, all our drugs, all our food.
Mainly water. We just gouged them with water prices. They're gonna have to pay.
No, nothing's for sale there. It's all bar. It's not even a barter system. People just give away things. Just here, hey, bro, you look a little thirsty. Here's some water. Oh, here's some fucking goggles. Oh, thanks, bro.
You know how we take care of that? We steal everybody's water. We
oh,
just
Jesus
show up.
Christ. Like, it's oh, not shit. Barter Town, okay? it's Burning Man.
Just want to make
it's
some money,
nice,
dog.
It's nice people there. I'm assuming. I don't know.
We should just start like a cross-country road trip. Start at like the Gathering of the Juggalos and make our way to Burning Man over once over next summer.
That scares me.
What?
Should we put up a new Patreon account thing? Was it goal?
Yeah.
Get us the Burning Man.
It's going to be an expensive goal.
That is a very
expensive
goal. We
need a Winnebago.
Sounds doable.
Or at least an Airstream or something.
An Airstream? Shit.
An Airstream would be great.
Yeah. You saw mad poutine
out
of that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. I want to just be out there in the elements. Ugh. I want to have a nice air-conditioned Airstream.
Fucking sand in your asshole.
Oh, it's going to be nonstop sand in your butt, Johnny.
I'm just chilling.
You excited, John?
I just chilling.
You looking forward to it?
Oh, I'm gonna
I'll
love
come
it.
Out at night, fucking raid the water villages, and come back
Johnny, just
major hall.
Think about it. If you go to Burning Man, think about how many crazy white people stories you could bring back to the Bronx.
You'd be
you'd be set to hang out on a street corner in the Bronx for the next 25 years.
I'd be the guy at the fucking Coochie Frito Bar and shit.
The craziest white people go to Burning Man. You'll love it.
People that give out business cards after they do dirty shit on top of that.
Well, we'll go there. We'll all get tanned. It'll be great. Get really messed up on God knows what. Probably sure there's plenty of DMT out there.
Fucking peyote, hopefully. That's a good time.
I don't know if I want to be on peyote for Burning Man.
You want to,
son. Do I?
Fucking cuddle up.
All right.
See where that goes. Right.
We'll go to the cuddle camp. I've been tripping for 3 days straight. In time for a cuddle. I'm covered in sand like a sand monster.
Oh, God.
John.
I'm glad you finished that.
There actually may be an app to help your neighborhood stop being gentrified.
Oh, my God.
You know about this?
Thank God. No, which one is this?
It's called Sketch Factor.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's just entitled hipsters writing about which neighborhoods are sketchy.
It's too fucking late for my hood, though. We have a StubHub now, so it's a wrap.
Isn't StubHub a website?
No, they have ticket spots now where you go and you can pick up your tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got like three of them in like
a city.
You
just rate your neighborhood sketchy and then white people won't go there.
They're going to go. There's a StubHub and shit. They might have a Bon Jovi concert next year, so you can't stop that shit at this point.
There's going to be a Bon Jovi concert in the Bronx. Oh, at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
I mean, well, that's a stadium.
That's my hood. I'm like 2 blocks away. It counts. Saw a bad white broad on the way here. I was like, all right. Can't complain about everything, son.
So you're not trying to get the Sketch Factor app and write fake reviews for your neighborhood?
Those people will be getting hammered for being racist, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's like not one of the first. We covered, was it Google they had there, like a driving app? It was a driving app that would tell you if it's a hood neighborhood or whatever to like avoid it.
Did it?
We covered it like a couple years back.
There was a
driving app that would tell you if a neighborhood was ghetto or some shit to avoid it.
Well, this
it,
is like, this is basically like the Yelp of walking around acting like a drunk douchebag. It's people writing reviews of neighborhoods.
I'm telling you right now, if it's a white drunk dude, they don't give a fuck where they go, son.
Yeah, until that first time they get hit with a brick.
I don't know who's
Jesus.
Hitting people with bricks, but damn,
you look, that happened once. That homeless guy beat that person about the head with a brick. What, how was it? 15 years ago now?
Yeah. It's not the only person that got hit with a brick in New York.
I know, but now that's like the go-to stuff. Thing. Guy named homeless person, I'm sure he's going to beat me to death with a brick.
I haven't heard. I want to hear him say that shit.
I once saw a Chinese delivery guy get hit in the face with a brick.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I once saw a man get hit in the face with a boot on a subway.
What the fuck?
And then he had a boot imprint on his face.
Yeah, he got a boot. I was there. He had a boot thrown into his face. And there's
like
the big
fucking ninja
boot print
stall?
On his
that's
face.
Yeah.
And forevermore, he was known as Bootface.
Bootface?
What else are you going to call a guy but that?
Oh, yeah, son. Damn.
Damn is right, bro.
Fuck, you get a boot thrown at you. You can't even block it. Like,
no,
drunk. No,
it was drunk and high.
Oh, damn.
At least I assume. I didn't really know the guy, but it was like, that guy's boot face now. Guy's an imprint of a boot on his face.
Oh, man.
A dirty old subway boot. Awful. I don't know, man. I wonder what Bootface is doing right now.
Reflecting on the time he got hit in the face with a boot, I assume.
And probably like regretting never cleaning his face, so he forever has a boot face and boot imprint on
fucking
his
fucking Timberland shit under his cheek.
Exactly.
Like a scar, a battle scar.
Yeah. Awful. Oh, boy. So, Johnny, how confident are you about your picks this weekend?
I'd say 70%. I'm going to stick with average.
In 2 hours.
We'll find out.
It's Bears-Seahawks. Taking the Bears +7. You really think the Bears can keep it tight?
I think so.
I'm hoping.
They got to start us play 3 quarters now.
For your sake, I'm hoping for a push. Okay?
What do you mean, my sake?
Hoping for a push. I don't see the Bears. I mean, look. This could be Jay Cutler's year.
I hope so.
He's got enough weapons.
Got enough fucking money, too.
But Richard Sherman's just going to be just eating people like a monster.
Is he going to play? I thought he was doing the Madden tour already.
I have no idea. Was he on the cover of Madden?
Yeah.
Oh, Madden curse. You're good.
Bet
all your money on the Bears +7.
Shout out to Michael Crabtree. How's that feel, son?
Mm. Was he on the cover?
No. But he got famous because of Richard Sherman going off.
Is the Madden curse stronger than your jinx?
I think the Madden curse has been broken. It was legitimate for a long time, but
no, I can't say that because Breeze had the cover. They didn't make the Super Bowl that year. I can't say.
Yeah, but you think he still had a good year? Like, I mean, people are just not making excuses for the curse.
Yeah, I guess.
Who was on the cover last year? Was it Cam Newton?
No, it was Barry Sanders. It was the 25th edition, so yeah. Barry Sanders was on there.
Barry Sanders has become an alcoholic heroin addict, so I guess the curse is back in the play.
His dad did die, so I don't know if that's relevant.
Maybe it is, actually, because he isn't playing football.
Yeah.
All right. Curse back on.
Hey, Chris, you remember that time you wanted to fuck your cousin? Well, there's a website for it now.
Never have it. Great segue.
So hot. So what's the website?
It's fuck. What is it?
Family for Love.
Family for. There's a bunch of them.
It's an incest social network.
I'm down.
Johnny sent me this. Yeah. And he thinks it's hysterical.
I got no problem with it.
What I don't understand is, all right, you already know everybody in your family. Why do you need a social network to fuck them?
Well, no, because I think it's more about the group of it. Like, you don't want to feel like an outcast. Like, they're trying to make it less taboo, which is never going to happen. And then you got, you see those kids on there? You're not supposed to have pictures of kids and shit. Literally, the dude took a picture of the kids and like, and then after this, they got naked. I was like, what? Come on, man.
Were they of age?
No, it don't look like they were.
Oh, God. Why are you bringing... This is pedometer again.
Yeah, it's on Vice. I'm not the
his
one...
His pedometer... His pedometer went off.
Oh, this has been a while.
That's a fucking pacifier with a dick on it,
all right,
dude.
Just turn it off. Close it. Clear the history. Turn it off. You gotta get the hell out of here.
That's Vice.
Thanks for bringing this creepiness into my life. Look, I know what I need you to do. I need you to call football games for the preseason. All right, Johnny?
You. All right.
All right.
Gonna be a good weekend.
Again, Charles G. Thank you for your Patreon donation. I don't know why Chris and Johnny were such dicks to you.
What?
I'm just saying, that's a douchey name. That guy sounds like a bitch to me.
I like you, buddy.
He's a good dude.
You're a patron.
I've never met the man, but I've heard of the legend.
High Society Radio.
Stanley, did you see this thing?
What is it, more gay pedophile
tobacco
stuff?
Flavored vodka. You about to get on that?
They're gonna make truffle whiskey, everyone,
they're
and we're
gonna
look like idiots.
Fucking make it.
You know how close the tobacco plant is to truffles?
No.
Not very.
Correct.
I've talked to somebody in the industry. You're fine.
Who in the industry have you talked to?
Mario Batali.
No, I didn't talk to Batali. I talked to Joe. Joe's just
Joe Bastianic, sorry. Yes.
I feel sick.
They have menthol tobacco vodka.
We should
keep it fresh.
We came up with this idea 8 months ago, and we haven't done a single goddamn thing.
I don't know. We're going to work
on it. I mean, somebody made a Twitter account. Me.
I need more action on that Twitter account.
Oh, man.
I want everyone to know about that no one should ever steal that idea. Advertise that no one should steal that idea.
I don't think anybody is, man.
We're sitting on a gold mine.
Okay.
A truffly, delicious gold mine that gets you drunk.
We'll see.
Why don't you just order some truffles off the internet?
I am.
You say that every time we bring this up.
No, look how he has his hands folded, like arch enemy status.
That's right.
We should be fine.
You can get them off Eataly's website.
Oh, Eataly.
Yeah.
Why are you playing with your hands like that?
Because.
He's a fucking creep. You know that.
I'm sick. I'm sick of this truffle whiskey talking. No truffle whiskey coming from it. I'm going to get a goddamn centrifuge. I'm going to get some truffles. And I'm going to make them one tiny little millimeter at a time. Milliliter,
that's the word.
I fixed myself. I'm the smartest man alive. Nice. All right, I'm Chris Pepper.
Wait, you gave yourself a vasectomy?
Bronx Johnny,
Chris,
man.
Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Good night. Twitter at HS Radio Show. Must say goodbye.